products that you're selling, you weren't selling for a profit.
I didn't know how to sell that type of inventory. $15 in February for the entire month. That's what I made.
What gave you that hunger?
Literally dropped out of 12th grade, so I could not find like jobs that would hire me. I have two kids.
Did you have to invest in people to teach you?
Definitely YouTube University.
You literally just marketing?
Join my free community. You're going to get live classes, free value, all of this good stuff.
How many people you've actually from that community helped start businesses?
Over 61,000.
Welcome to another episode of Full Transparency with Donnie Wiggins, where I have conversations with outstanding entrepreneurs who have really interesting journeys that I believe you can learn from. And on Full Transparency Podcast, this is more of a conversation. We give you a fly on the wall perspective about challenges that entrepreneurs are currently facing, things that they're working on right now in their businesses and in their lives. And today, I have Miss Cassandra Smith on the couch with me. Hey, girl. Yes.
Hey, Dunny.
How are you?
Awesome. Thank you for having me.
Thank you. Y'all, look, let me tell you about the first impression with Cassandra. I said, have you ever watched an episode of Full Transparency Podcast? And she said, yeah, for sure. Absolutely. Kind of. All she's seen are the clips.
Uh-oh.
But we're happy to have you here anyway.
Thank you. I'm happy to be here.
This is Full Transparency. We tell it all, baby.
Okay.
I love it. Okay, so tell us about your business. What do you do?
So I'm a creative business coach that teach creatives and crafters how to discover their skill and then turn it into a subscription-based model where they're getting paid every month for it.
A creative business coach.
Yes.
Where you teach crafters.
Yes.
So are we talking about like arts and crafts?
Arts and crafts, it's very broad. Like arts and crafts, we do t-shirts, we do tumblers, we do banners, we do party decor, just anything craft related.
Oh,
yeah,
I love that.
Thank
I don't think
you.
I've ever spoken to an entrepreneur in that lane before.
Really?
No, but it's so awesome because you think about all of the people online who are into like their Pinterest boards and their Etsy stores and all that stuff. How'd you get started in that?
So I actually, let me back it up. In 2017, my kids had a basketball game and they wanted us to buy these hoodies to wear to their away game, but I couldn't afford it. I didn't have the money for it. So my brother reached out to a crafter. Then I didn't even know what a crafter was. I'm like, a crafter? And asked her to make the hoodies for my two kids. She made the hoodies. When we wore them to the game, the coach was like, we want those custom hoodies. We don't even want the hoodies that our team ordered. So I went back to her like, yo, can you show me? Because I want to get these coins. Can you show me how you made these hoodies? And she was like, no, you got to go to YouTube. I'm not going to show you how I made these.
Oh, she was gatekeeping.
She was gatekeeping.
Okay, what were you doing prior to that? So you weren't an entrepreneur at all?
At all.
What were you doing prior
to
that?
So I work a lot of warehouse jobs, like temp services, because I didn't graduate high school, so literally dropped out in 12th grade. So I could not find like jobs that would hire me and be like, yo, she got her diploma, she got her degree. So everything temp services, just working in the warehouse, picking, packing, sweeping, you know, stuff like that.
So you were doing hard labor jobs.
Yes.
And then someone makes these hoodies for you.
Yes.
You get the attention of your son's team. Did you end up going to YouTube to find
information? I did.
Okay, so walk me through this journey. I am loving it. Look at you. Look at you.
Thank you.
You went from the warehouse, hard labor as a woman.
Yes.
To now 6-7-figure business.
Seven.
She said, don't play with me. Don't do that. Ma'am, excuse you.
Excuse me.
She done humbled me two times already today, all right? 7-figure entrepreneur.
Yes.
From the warehouse to 7-figure entrepreneur.
Yes.
Okay, so you see the hoodies. You have no arts and crafts experience
at this time.
Okay, all right, so walk me through this.
So she tell me basically go to YouTube. I'm not going to show you, you know, basically I don't want you to take food out my mouth. You know, that whole gatekeeping thing. So I went to YouTube, started researching. I found out about a Cricut silhouette machine, heat press machine, vinyl. But it took me a whole year to master it.
But so, you didn't have any money. How'd you get it?
From working my warehouse job, my 9-to-5 job.
Okay, because in the warehouse you make pretty good money.
12, 13, just depends.
Okay, so how are you paying bills? And because the people want to know.
Somebody's
doing a labor job right now and they're trying to get off, but that heat press machine costs $5,000.
Right.
So
I was staying with my sister, so I really wasn't paying no bills.
Okay.
So me and my kids were staying with her. She stayed in like a little 2-bedroom apartment with her kids. So I had a lot of time to save up. But the heat press machine was like $179.
Oh. That's why I don't teach arts and crafts.
It's okay.
Okay.
So it was like 179, Silhouette machine, under 200. Everything was probably about 1,000 altogether. Mm-hmm. So bought the equipment, bought everything. It took me a year to master it. But once I mastered it, like, it was game over then.
And mastering it for you, did that just come with practice? Did you have to invest in people to teach you?
No.
Like, how did you master it?
Just practice, more YouTube videos, messing up. Of course, I ran through a lot of money and just YouTube. Definitely YouTube University.
And was your son's team your first customer?
Well, I couldn't learn in a fast enough time. So, no, I missed out on that order. Because it took me a year after she said no. They needed it, like, next week.
Do y'all still talk?
No.
Is it because of that?
Well, we just left off with that. And we never just revisited, so.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, because that wasn't cool.
Yeah.
That wasn't cool.
But I'm sure she see me now, like, man, why I didn't share that?
Partnered with, y'all could have been in deep collaboration, man, together on a seven-figure business.
Yes.
What gave you that hunger, like that determination to do that? Were you thinking about entrepreneurship before that ever happened?
No, never. I was comfortable with my little 9-to-5 and just making enough to get by. I know that sound kind of like, wait, what? But I don't come from a family of entrepreneurs, so we're not thinking. Like, my mom worked 2 to 3 jobs to raise her 7 kids. My aunts, my grandma, always working. So nobody in my family at this time has ever been an entrepreneur. So I've never known, like, about entrepreneurship, crafting, and none of that.
Did you even really realize in the beginning that what you were doing was entrepreneurship, or was it just like a little side hustle for
you? It was a hobby for me.
What were you doing with the money?
Well, that I was making?
In the
reinvesting it back into the business.
Oh, you were?
Yeah, because you got to buy inventory. Now that the short orders are coming in, you got to buy more vinyl. It's not just like, oh, I buy it for the first time and it's going to make me money forever. Like, you got to keep investing into inventory. So,
girl, when I had my first side hustle, I was traveling.
Really? Are you a balling?
I was traveling. I was eating. I was enjoying this life.
Oh, man.
What gave you that responsibility? So you get your first customer. Tell me about that.
So I was on social media. What I did was I unfollowed all of my current friends and family members and only followed parents with kids, because I knew I was going to target parents that had children. Because if I can make kid items, the parents are going to want it. They're going to see, like, oh, shoot, she making custom kids items. How do I get some? So that's what I did. And when the order started coming in, I'm like, okay. It wasn't a lot of money, but it was enough for me to sustain and mm-hmm. then keep investing back into the business. So mm-hmm.
at what point, though, so you're making just shirts at this time?
Yes.
Shirts and hoodies?
Yep, hoodies. Okay. Yep.
At what point were you making enough to, like, feel like you're really onto something?
2019, 2 years later.
Okay. What happened?
So I pivoted, basically. So the customers, instead of just wanting shirts with the vinyl on there, they were like, I want shirts with my faces on it. Do you make funeral shirts when we can wear them to the wake? So now they want the shirts with the flowers, the names, the angel wings, the person, whoever passed, faces on it. I'm like, what is that? You can't make that with vinyl. That process is called sublimation. So I went back to YouTube. Mm-hmm. And just looked at all of the videos, learned how to sublimate. So now at this time in 2019, I'm making sublimation shirts. And not just shirts, but I done ventured into tumblers and coffee mugs and coasters. And you can sublimate anything, like mm-hmm. literally. And that's when my business took off, when I brought in other, like, items versus just T-shirts.
Why not just partner with people who already did that? What made you say, I'm going to do this myself?
I done got turned down before. I don't like no's. So it's like, I'm not even finna keep asking anybody else, because then they're going to be like, go to YouTube. I'm already there. So
been there, done
Let
that.
Me write.
I got all the videos saved in a
Look,
folder,
Look, ready, in my archive. No worries. Don't even worry about it.
Okay, so you figure out sublimation. That's when the business takes off.
Yeah.
Were you literally just marketing, like, were you going into places and saying, this is what I do, or this is all on social media?
All social media, specifically Facebook. Everything Facebook. Mm. On my personal page.
That's
at
where your arts and crafts people were at that time, that, for
they,
sure.
Still there to.
Still there to this
yes.
day? Do you market on Pinterest?
Never.
Why?
I'm doing so good. Like, I like to focus.
Because why?
I got ADHD. If I start doing too many things, I'm everywhere. So I like to focus on just the top 3 platforms that's working. But if I try to get on, like, Pinterest, Threads, YouTube, Instagram, my mind is, like, literally everywhere. Versus if I can just master these 3 platforms.
Which are?
Instagram, YouTube, and Facebook.
Instagram, YouTube, and Facebook. Those are very, very solid.
Yeah.
Very solid. But I just feel like
Pinterest.
You got to show up on Pinterest.
Mm.
What creative who's running a business isn't where these creatives are and that's learning how to do all
Pinterest.
They are there.
They are.
Why are you doing it all yourself? Are you?
No, no, no.
Oh, well.
Yeah, I have
that
teams
sounds like
now.
A delegation opportunity.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm. I would love to see you go on Pinterest and be like, Donnie, we did another 3 mil.
Ooh. Off Pinterest alone. So they over there like that.
They're over, like, I hear, I don't market on Pinterest because I'm a business coach, even okay. though I had a mentor tell me recently that I should be showing up on Pinterest. But because I, you know, love to dress and I'm into fashion, they're like, if you show up into fashion, but you're talking about what you talk about and doing what you're doing with messages like that, it could work. But there, it's a no brainer. Like whenever, so I caught myself trying to make my own wall art for my bedroom.
Okay.
No, it's not okay.
Wait, what happened? She like, no.
No, it's not okay. It did not go well is what happened.
Oh, no. Like, what? Did you design it yourself?
Yeah. I mean, I just thought, you know how on TikTok, they be making it look like you just take the paintbrush, you dip it, and you plait, and it's going to come out into something beautiful. It didn't. It didn't work for me, right? So, but Pinterest is where I went to get the ideas. And there was a young lady who has an Etsy business who does the wall art that I was looking for. And the problem was I could never get her to respond to messages. So I didn't feel confident making an order. But anytime I'm looking for arts and crafts, home decor ideas, anything creative, anything fashion, you think I'm lying? Let me show you.
I don't
be playing no games.
What?
Like, Pinterest is the cheat code. I literally have my Pinterest account and I have all of my little folders up here. My best friend just got married.
Okay.
This is her wedding folder. I was coaching some Gen Zs and my daughter needed to have some, when she graduated, she needed some, what do you call that? Interview clothes.
Okay.
So I said, what's Gen Z office attire, right? This is business photo shoot. Everything, literally content shots. You will be saved on people's Pinterest boards because you do work that is different and unique.
Why we never thought of this?
Because you were waiting to come see me.
I was. Shout out to Duddy for president.
You were waiting to come see me. So the business takes off.
Okay, yes.
2019.
Yes.
You're doing sublimation. When you say take off, what does that mean? Are you able to quit your job now?
Or? I did.
Okay.
I made $1,000 in a week.
Look. You better look, because that first $1,000.
Right. I was balling like.
You hear me?
$1,000?
In a week?
In a week.
Extra money.
Big extra. I went in there.
Side hustle on lock.
Clank, clank.
Side hustle then moved up to the front row.
Look, this is how I'm thinking too. I walked into that HR like, here go my 20-minute notice.
Not my 20-minute notice.
I can't do 2 weeks.
Because I quit right now.
Right now, I just hit 1,000.
Right now. So in 2 weeks, you're going to notice that my position has been vacant for too long.
That's exactly what it was.
Okay, so you have your first $1,000 week.
Yep.
Did you at least treat yourself to a good meal?
No.
You put it all back into the business.
I did.
Okay. Miss Responsibility.
I did.
This is why you're making 7 figures from screen printing, sublimation, and probably some hot glue sticks somewhere.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, because then, like, my why, like, I have 2 kids, so okay. I can't frivolously just be like, oh, let me go do this. Like, that ended up being my goal. Like, I got to make sure my kids are straight. So I hope this business can make it happen. So, no, I didn't treat myself.
Okay. That's fair. And I love it. I admire it. I wish I had some of that responsibility early on.
What?
Girl, because for no reason. $1,000 in a week to me?
Oh, yeah.
It meant, let's see where Spirit is going on sale this week. That's what that meant for me. Let's see what Southwest special dip. Where's that low fare calendar? That's what it meant to me.
I love it.
I had the low fare calendar bookmarked on my phone, all right? Because let me get an extra 500.
Ready.
Y'all ready, okay? Ready. So you leave work. You start the business. $1,000 week. does it keep up that same pace for you?
No, it slowed down.
For sure it did.
Nobody told me though. I was like, I can't go back to work.
I didn't give them people my 20 minute notice. I'm bawling on the ground. Oh, now I'm over here looking dumb.
What I'm gonna do?
Okay.
What I'm gonna do? Like,
what we gonna do?
So I'm looking at my inventory because you know I'm at this point I'm buying inventory for my custom business.
Okay.
So I'm like, oh, what if I sell this inventory to other businesses like me? So I went from B to C to now I'm finna target B to B.
Okay.
So I'm like, I don't have an audience yet. Let me create a Facebook group. I'm already on Facebook and target other crafters and say, hey, who else like to make t-shirts, tumblers? Come join my free Facebook group and I'm going to show you how to make more, basically. So a few other groups started shouting me out. I got a couple hundred people within that week. So I started going live trying to sell my inventory. But in order for me to sell it, I had to show them how to make it. So I'm thinking, if you buy my inventory, it's called Sublimation Blanks because it's a blank before you add a design to it. I'm thinking, you know how to make t-shirts. But they like, no, we just going to support you. So just show us how to make it. So now I'm going live like, hey, this is how you make the t-shirt. You press it. You use this. You use that. And now my inventory was starting to sell. But I was selling it just to make a sale versus for profit, because I didn't know how to sell that type of inventory. So I still didn't do good. Okay. Now I got a community. I got inventory I'm selling, and I still get evicted. So
You did all that responsible spending.
Right. That's exactly
you
should have
been
I'm,
on that low fare calendar
girl,
with me.
Been on a flight. Where are we going?
We
should
have both been in Cancun.
Yes. Oh my God, that was good. She said you did all that responsible spending.
You did all that responsible
Trust
spending.
Trust me, I'm like,
just
what
to still get evicted.
Still get evicted.
I'm not still. Laughing at that.
No,
I promise
for real.
I'm laughing because I'm a clown, you guys. Okay, so you do this.
Yeah.
You've responsibly spent your way to having your things on the corner.
Yeah.
What do you do now?
Me and my son moved into a hotel for a couple months.
Okay.
So I moved all of my furniture in the storage. And then I moved my inventory that I had in another storage.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm still pressing t-shirts because I'm like, I'm not going to give up making t-shirts just because I'm selling the inventory.
And how many people do you have in the community at this time?
It's still a couple hundreds.
So you got hundreds of people in your community. Yo, one of the biggest things or the hardest things that I've dealt with as an entrepreneur was serving people and still being broke. Like putting people in position to win. And I was still broke behind the scenes, like literally trying to figure out where our next meal is going to come from, literally counting money that's in PayPal and Cash App and here and there, making sure that we could pay rent. And here you are facing
the same
thing. You know how
many
people deal with that?
Yeah, still do.
Still do.
Yeah.
Like there are some of your favorite entrepreneurs who have all the game. They're just missing something. They're missing systems or organization, or they don't understand strategy, or they don't have the right team of people around. They can't do it by themselves.
Yeah.
Or they have terrible relationship with money like I did.
Yeah.
Okay, so you move into the hotel.
Yes. And I'm just still like, why I'm not making no money? Like, I got this inventory. I don't start this new business. And then complaining.
Mm-hmm.
But then one day I went to the storage unit. I went there early in the morning because I didn't want people to know I was packing out of the storage unit. Because I would still make t-shirts at my hotel.
Okay.
But this morning I go in there and it's the whole family staying right in the storage unit next to me.
Living there.
Living. Son. Well, I ain't going to say son, but I don't know if it's a husband, but man, woman, and baby. Mm-hmm. That's who I seen sleeping on beds.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just like, that can be me next. Like, for real. We in a hotel, but we barely making it. But if I really give up now, I'm going to be staying in my storage unit next. So I go back to my room. I'm like, let me just turn on my camera. I'm going to go live every day until something shake. And it started to shake. I'm talking about shimmy. Shimmy. Shimmy shake. Like,
it started
to
shake, baby.
It started to shake.
You literally see that family, and that's the paradigm shift almost that you need at that time. Like, it scared you.
Really?
Scared you into success.
I like that.
Yes. Write that down. But air quote me. You know,
when you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. so you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Y'all don't come over here pissing don't me off. Y'all. Don't come over here. All right? Don't play with me now.
I like you.
So this scared you literally into success. You see this and you're like, nope, because this is the only other place we could That's go. It. This is it. This would be the next step. So you go and your strategy at that point is just keep going live.
Keep going live.
What are you doing on live?
Still teaching. I'm teaching in the morning, in the evening, at night.
In your community only or in public? Everywhere?
Just only in the community from my hotel.
Okay. Yeah. Well, so you're to the community that's joined your group.
Facebook group.
Okay. Yeah. So they're on your Facebook group. You got these people. Are you still like marketing to get people to come join the Facebook group?
At this point, no.
So you're focused on the people that just you already have.
Just the people that's there, yeah.
And you're going live.
Yep.
But now you're giving them all the game. How does this turn into money for you?
Because they still buy my products. So the only reason I'm going live is to get this inventory to be sold.
But the products that you're selling, you weren't selling for a profit.
In the beginning.
But now you are.
Hello.
Okay.
Now we talking. Look, the shimmy shake. Now I am like, okay, like the price is going up. I'm charging my worth. And then COVID happened. So when I looked at the numbers, I went from $15 in February for the entire month. That's what I made.
$15?
$15. Literally. When I look at my Shopify, that was all I made in February.
Profit. Okay.
March, I want to say, I think it went to like, do you remember my numbers? It was like $15. I want to say like $13,000. $36,000, and then in May I hit my first $86,000 month.
You better. Why?
The inventory. Because COVID mandated that we wear masks. As a creative, we don't want to sell our customers no regular masks. So they like, Coach, do you have masks? Can you show us how to customize it? I'm already going live. I got masks on deck because I got a lot of inventory that I've been sitting on because I didn't know how to sell it.
But why did you have masks before COVID?
That was a good question. So when you're doing sublimation, you can really customize anything. So we got t-shirts, tumblers, masks.
Who was ordering masks before COVID?
I didn't have
it hospital staff? Or?
No, I just had it in stock.
That's a weird thing to just that have is. In stock.
I never thought about it. Like, why would I? I literally had every blank you could think of.
Well,
pillows.
Maybe because close to the end of 2019, they were warning about.
Is that when it happened?
Yeah, it started around then. And then I know that China was being shown with all the masks. Maybe you were preparing. I don't know. I'm trying to help you make sense of it.
I don't know.
But you had some
but
masks.
But I had the mask on hand. Started going live, showing them how to customize it. In my community, started buying me out. Like, every time I went live, because they needed these masks. Everybody want masks. They customers want customized masks. Hey, put my kid's face on it. Put my wife's face on it. Send me the mask. And I was really, like, one of the ones in the craft industry that had all this inventory that I hadn't invested in. And now my community bought me out.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. And then I'm sure because masks were hard to access at some point.
It was.
You have them.
Uh-huh. It was.
And so y'all are making the masks cute.
Yeah. Making the masks.
What was that called? PPE? PPE? Protective.
Personal protective equipment.
So you've got this PPE that you've made a ton of money from. Is that when you became a seven-figure business?
No.
Okay.
So what I did was I took that money. I paid off my credit, got my credit together, and I was able to move into a 3-story home. So we moved from the hotel. Now we renting the home. I moved all my inventory in the basement, you know, moved into the house. But then my community is saying, well, Coach, if you're showing us how to customize masks, why not go ahead and start your own paper line? Because in order to sublimate, you need paper, ink, a printer, a heat press, and the blanks. So, of course, I'm not going to brand a heat press and printer, but I started branding my own sublimation paper. And in 1 hour, we did a $100,000 lunch. Like,
first of all, show me what this paper looked like. I like paper.
Really?
And I like profitable paper even more. Like, what are we doing with the paper? What does sublimation paper look like?
Because it's just for me. So, it's a blank paper. You basically put the design on it. So when you bring the design through like Photoshop or whatever design software, Canva, whatever, when you print it out, you're going to print it on this paper with this special ink. So you can't just use regular copy paper.
So it's like you're laser putting it onto.
I wouldn't
you
say.
You made $100,000 in a month?
Yes. In it an hour.
In an hour. It looks like flyers.
What? No, that's the front cover. Yeah. But when you open it and open the pack. Yeah. So that's just the mock-up.
I can write on it.
Well, no, you don't want to write on it. You want to print on it.
Okay, so I can print on it.
Yep, so when you put it in the printer, like copy paper, but it's sublimation paper, and you print your design on it, now you can press your design onto a t-shirt with
the
heat press.
You take that to a heat press.
There we go, yep.
Okay, now I get it. All right, so all of our like really, really, really detailed graphic tees went through a sublimation process.
It can be sublimation. It looked like screen printing, but you might think it's screen print, but yeah, it's sublimation.
Okay, so you really... listen to your community.
Community.
They are who gave you the idea. Why wouldn't they just do that themselves?
I would say a lot of them didn't have the money. Like they didn't have the money up front to invest in their own branded paper, their own branded ink, or even buy inventory to resell. So at this time, it's just like, hey, we want to shop with you. You've been going live every day, all day. We're going to keep shopping with you. So what else can you give us? So when they told me to start my own branded paper.
Hey, Zelle, real quick. Can you send me a text note to go live in my community?
Oh, yeah.
I feel like, how many days did you go live?
Then it was every day.
Okay, so make a note. Clearly, I need to go live in my community, but also I need to figure out something to brand. We got candles.
Mm-hmm.
You think candles can make it happen?
Yep.
I got candles. I got
branded
hoodies. I got branded candles.
And hoodies?
I got hoodies.
Yes.
Okay, I got hoodies. They're branded. I got candles. They're branded.
Yes.
And I'm going live every day. Hey, entrepreneur, are you looking for mentorship? Do you ever watch me here on the Social Proof Podcast or on Full Transparency and say, you know what? One day I want to work with Donnie. Great news. You absolutely can. Join me inside my community, Actionable CEO, where we help to develop new habits, grow you personally, professionally, and financially, help you take massive action in your business, ultimately helping you make more money. It's just $97 a month. We meet every single week. We have a book club. We do live co-working sessions. When I'm in your city, you guys get to connect with me in person and so much more. Don't take my word for it. Go over to actionableceo.com. Check out the page and see if it's a good fit for you. If so, I'll see you on the inside.
Hold her to it.
How many times a day did you go live?
3 times a day.
Okay.
In the beginning.
Okay.
She like, I don't know if I got that kind of time.
Is that what led up to the $100,000?
Yes.
All right. I'm coachable.
Okay.
I'm coachable. I'm trying to figure out how we
how
can
we
make,
gonna
that,
make that happen.
But 3 times, y'all better be writing down this formula.
Yeah.
First of all, because I didn't expect crafty Cassandra to come on here dropping gems like this. You hear me? Okay. So we're live 3 times a day, every single day, for as long as it takes.
Yes.
I was listening to, right now, I am in a season of discipline.
Mm-hmm.
And every single day, I'm listening to this Jim Rohn audio where he's speaking about discipline. And he said that the reason most people are not successful is because they do what they can.
Ooh, that's deep.
And people who have an above normal level of success do what it takes.
What it takes. Ooh,
mm-hmm. Do what it takes.
True.
And it gets you to thinking, in what areas am I showing up in my life just doing what I can?
What you can.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm listening to your story and I'm like, this is a woman who just does what it takes. That's a sexy, sexy characteristic. You hear me?
I love
people around me that do what it takes. Like, there are no excuses.
Yeah.
The girl told you, no, I'm not about to help you. You're going to take money out of my pocket. Okay, well, I'll find it. Somebody would have said, when she said go to YouTube, somebody else would have said, man, I ain't got nobody to help me.
Yep.
But YouTube University helped you out.
Yes.
And then when somebody said, oh, we want these masks, you don't know what you're doing. You went and figured it out.
Yeah.
And then sublimation paper, you went and figured that out.
Yeah.
You are literally a poster of doing what it takes.
Thank you.
Why God is blessing you the way he's blessing you right now.
Yeah.
Y'all, look. We got to move out of our season and our mindset of doing what we can, or doing enough. Because we got people around us that will convince us, girl, you did enough. You good. Take a break.
Take a break.
You take a break when you did everything it took to deserve and earn that break.
Mm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. She preaching today.
That's just, that was on my heart because that's the energy that you're giving me right now.
Thank you.
That is the, like, literally I'm listening to Jim Rohn and then you walked in the studio and you're the evidence of what he's talking about. Mm. You're the evidence of what that manifests into. Be proud of yourself. First of all. Listen, because you were literally one more bad move away from living out of a storage unit. Just one more. Okay. So live every day, three times a day. Community comes in. You made $100,000 in an hour.
Yes.
What does that even feel like?
Surreal. Like,
who's around you when this is happening?
My mom, my son, my family. I told my mom, quit your job. Like, I can't do this by myself.
Or before that?
No, it was probably like once the order started like really coming in, I'm like, quit your job. So it was probably about a couple weeks. Mm-hmm. And she walked in there with her 20-minute notice. Uh-huh. And she left too.
Was she working in the same place?
She was working in a different warehouse, but still warehouse. Just,
oh, wow.
She was a machine operator. She would come, because I let her stay with me at this time because I got a 3-story house. She would come home limping like, oh my gosh. She would come home limping like, oh my gosh, my feet hurt. My mom at this time was, I want to say, close to 60.
Oh.
And she done raised 7 kids. She got grandkids. I'm like, yo, you need to be home chilling.
The warehouse hard labor work was taught to you.
Yeah.
It was literally, that's what you inherited.
Yep.
You inherited your mom's choices.
Yep.
Mm.
I did.
And then you set her free, though.
I did. Don't make me cry. I didn't think of it like that.
So one of my favorite things to say is we are born looking like our parents, but we die looking like our own decisions.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
One of my very first favorite quotes. And literally the life that you lived up until recently, you literally inherited your mom's mindset. Your mom's choices, your mom's choice for making money, you inherited all those things.
Mm.
And you were living a life where you thought, you convinced yourself that this was good enough for you.
This was good.
This was good.
I was comfortable.
This was good. And it wasn't until somebody said something to you that made you open your eyes.
Yeah.
And then you turn around and you change your mom's life.
Oh, I did. I never thought of it like that.
That is really incredible. Really incredible. So you've got your mom right there when you, like, this is probably, your mom probably felt like in that moment she's sitting next to a superstar.
Yeah.
What is this whole thing like?
Like I said, I just really, I've been going that I really ain't even sat down and even since 2020 and just soaked all this in.
Okay,
it's
let's
like,
soak it in right now.
I don't know. It's just.
Let's soak it in right now because you deserve it. That's
I
the
do.
Part. So we go and we go and we go and we go because we have to.
Yeah.
Right. And a lot of what you're doing is probably because you remember you're not too far removed from what it could have been.
Oh, that's it. That's really how I feel. Like if I let up, if I get comfortable, I can go back to that hotel. I can go back to struggling. And I don't ever want to feel like I've done enough or I made enough. So I'm constantly just next idea, what my community want next, what I got to do next, versus just like, I'm here. The moment that I want it, it's here now. Mm-hmm. But I am scared that I can go back to that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But you know you.
Yeah.
You can't go back. Somebody else could go back.
Yeah.
And ooh, those are people who are doing just enough, but not you. So proud. Like, this is outstanding, Cassandra. Do you know how many people have experienced what you've experienced and they just accept no for an answer? Like you said, I asked you why don't you partner with somebody? You said, because people told me no, so I wasn't even going to bother with that avenue.
Yeah.
When you think about your journey, like, I want you to soak in it for a second. What are you most proud of in terms of what you've experienced and accomplished so far?
I would definitely say retiring my mom and hiring 5 out of my 6 siblings. So we all grew up together. Yeah, so we used to always say, like, whoever make it first, we got to look out for each other. So when I retired my mom and seeing that the business was still going, I reached out to my sisters and brothers, like, can y'all quit too? And they all literally quit and came to work for me. So just seeing that not only do they know it's possible, but they see it's possible. And it motivates them to say, okay, well, I can be the next generational curse breaker. You know what I'm saying? Because my sister's been doing it. So
why are you emotional right now?
Because, like, I never just sat and thought you know, how far I've came, or because I just been going. And sometimes, like, the people you surround around, like you said, make you feel like, oh, you know, that's not enough, or anybody can do that. So you really feel like, okay, let me keep going because I got to prove them wrong. Like, nobody can't do this. But then I'm doing it, you know. So it's like, celebrate yourself, but not celebrate yourself to where people feel like you bragging. So that's what I've been encountering lately. Like, don't talk about your wins. So when I'm sitting in front of you and you like, girl, I'm proud of you. Like, that feels good to hear that from somebody that understands this journey versus like, oh, you know, yeah. So
I need you to brag, because people have such a negative connotation about what bragging is. Right. But you deserve to be proud of yourself. Give me some highlights, baby. What you done? We done retire, mom. What else? Yeah. What else have we done?
I've hired my mom. I've hired 5 out of my 6 siblings. Mm-hmm. I went back and got my husband. So me and my husband divorced in 2017. We met in 2005. I divorced in 2017. But when I got into money, I basically got tired of dating like men that was just after me for what I had. So I went back and got the man that was with me when I had nothing. Mm-hmm. And changed his life to where now he went from the streets to now he's a businessman. So just what moves me is just everybody I encounter, I improve their life in some type of way. Because that's what makes me like, okay, I've accomplished something. If you come in contact with me, whether I'm giving you advice, not just giving you money, but I'm putting you in a position and you can say, oh, now my family, you know, it's good. We comfortable. We eating every month. We got a roof over our head because of you. Like, that means a lot to me. And I think it all stems from that no that that girl gave me. Like, when she told me no, it's like, I'm finna turn it into a yes. And I want anybody that encounters me to never feel like when you hear a no, you stop right there. Mm-hmm. Like, keep going until you get that yes. And I just want to be that living, that walking testimony for anybody that didn't graduate, that had kids before they turned 18, that come from a family that didn't have anything, that if she can do it, I can do it too. And that's what makes me feel like I'm accomplished something, because somebody else looking at me and they was able to do the same thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You're that girl. And you need to, like, live in it. It's okay to know that you're that girl. But are you that girl?
Yes, I'm that girl.
I'm that girl.
I'm that girl.
I'm that girl. The one who could have lived in the storage unit but don't. I'm that girl.
Yes.
The one who completely changed the dynamic of my family. I'm that girl. The one who was born into poverty but you've set your bloodline free.
Yes.
Ooh, you that girl. Jesus. You are that girl. You literally are. And to think, like, there are so many people who are like, oh, I don't want to do that because that doesn't make money. If I would have thought about crafts, first of all, do you know how hard I worked to sell some T-shirts?
I can believe
you. I used to sell T-shirts, right?
Really?
So I had a brand that I ended up receiving a cease and desist for because I didn't know any better at that time. I didn't search to make sure the name was available. Mm-hmm. But that brand had a really great saying on it, and I sold these T-shirts. And I make money. I made enough.
Yeah.
But I wasn't able to see 7 figures like selling T-shirts. And I went through the whole process. I was the creative behind it. I did everything except press the design on the shirt. And if you would have told me today, if someone would have approached me today and said, hey, can you partner with me in my arts and crafts company? I'd say, absolutely not. Mm-hmm. I mean, I can wish you well. I can give you a little advice. I can probably give you some strategy.
Right.
But that's not profitable enough for a partnership. That would have been my first inkling.
Wow.
My first thought would be that. And I'm sitting across from you and you've taken creativity that you didn't even have.
No.
You didn't
nothing
even,
about.
So anybody can do this.
Yes.
Yeah. What kind of people do you find? Do you work with a lot of people still to this day that are just getting started on their journey? Or do you primarily focus on people who already have a business and they want to scale it
up? It's strictly newbies that just like me, never thought about it, never knew it existed. Come on in, let me show you.
But why? Why? If I never thought about it, how am I even getting to you?
I run ads.
Okay.
Yeah. So now I'm at this point where I'm paying in paid advertisement. I'm running ads. I got a pixel set up on my website to where if anybody Google my name or even come to my website, I'm retargeting them, showing them like, this is why you need to learn this. This is what it done for me. So join my free community. You're going to get live classes. You're going to get free value. You're going to get all of this good stuff. And they like, well, let me just go over here and see what it's about and end up stuck. Like, oh my gosh, where do I go next? What's my next thing?
But Cassandra, you could literally just be living your life and designing and fulfilling orders, managing inventory. Why teach people how to do what you do? Do you not feel like you are developing your own competition?
I am, to be honest. That's a whole other story. But I have developed my own competition. But what I realized is you got to figure out what sets you apart. Because a lot of people, when I look at it, they don't buy my products because they need it. They, at this point, they buying it because I rock with Cassandra. I love her personality. I love her transparency. I love her story because I resonate with her. I was there. So that's why I tell people a lot, you got to start sharing your journey. You got to start storytelling, because in a world where everybody's doing the same thing, that's what's going to set you apart. So I never go out there and be like, yeah, I'm making seven figures. Like, I always keep talking about my journey. Like, this is where I started, and you can get there too. Mm-hmm. So people are like literally buying my product just because I like Cassandra. So any of my other competition, they're not me, whether you're doing the same thing or not. So I don't mind showing people exactly what it is that I do to help me get here. Because you're not going to outwork me, first of all.
Because like, we already established look. There's a difference between doing what it takes and doing enough.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Wow. Okay, so you've been teaching people. It went from your community being a B2B kind of funnel.
Yeah.
To when did you open up and say, you know what, let me help some other people? What was the motivation behind
my community? Like, every ideal I come out with, every product, every service, is because somebody in my community said, hey, do you offer this? No, I don't, but I will by next week. So I just instantly, I was teaching the classes for free, but now at this point, they like, well, if you're giving this for free, tell me you got something paid. Because if this is free, I'm willing to pay whatever to learn something more. And that's when I came out with my first monthly membership, where I'm like, okay, I'm going to charge you guys $27 a month. Everybody come on over here. You're going to learn how to not just make t-shirts, but now you're going to learn how to design. You're going to learn how to set up your website, your LLC, because now it's going from just making crafts to now I want to do it as an actual business. Mm-hmm. But I'm not going to get that for free. So now I'm coming up with a paid class to get them more value.
Mm. So they can come into your free community. You can teach them how to be a crafts person.
Yes.
But how to become the business person behind these crafts is the part that they pay for.
That's it.
Okay. Yeah. And people are really inspired by your journey. So like, when you run your ads, are your ads focused on your journey? Like, how are you capturing their attention?
So no, the ads is just saying, hey, you know, you ever thought about craft and you want to craft, come join our free community, over 100,000 members. You're going to learn how to make this item. Just showing them different pictures. You're going to learn how to do this. You're going to be surrounded by other crafters where you can network with. So just come join our free community. Get in here, post your work, whatever, whatever. And they just join. I mean, it's free. Who's going to turn down free when they see that word?
Yeah.
And then once they get in, that's when they like, oh my God, this is a whole movement. What do I need to do next? Where do I start? They see everybody else posting their homework and posting their wins. How do I get there? And then the community is vouching for me. I don't even have to tell them, hey, join this. They telling them, hey, join the program. I'm over here with her. So it's just like the community, the community, the community.
How many
man.
People do you have in your community?
100,000 now.
100,000 people on Facebook.
Yes.
In your community.
In the Facebook group.
Wow. Do you know how many people you've actually from that community helped start businesses?
Over 61,000.
While the world whizzes by, enjoy a moment of me time with Tim Horton's $6 breakfast bundle. Savor a small hot or iced coffee, then add your choice of a mouth-watering hot breakfast sandwich. Mm. And a crispy golden hash brown.
Ooh.
And your pick of a classic donut.
Yeah.
All for $6. All just for you. Make your mornings all about me time with our $6 breakfast bundle. Available at your neighborhood Tim Hortons. Price and participation vary. Terms apply.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices. Plus, extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. And up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Alo or Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret? With Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whatever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/try to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/try.
Of your community.
Oh, I never thought about that. Jeez, she's having me like, my brain is just like, wait, why did I never thought about that.
60% of your community you've helped start businesses. Okay, so we've got them started. Do you track like the any metrics beyond once they start?
Yes. Yeah, so when they join the program, I'm actually looking at like how they logging in, them posting their work, just yeah. So that's how I came up with the 61,000, because that's how many people actually joined the program to say, okay, I want to learn XYZ. So
61,000. Do you do live events with all these crafters from all over the place?
I do now.
Okay.
So I went from going live every day to really not going live. But now that I do these challenges, I go live 4 times a year versus every day and still do crazy. So
wait a minute. Okay. You were going live every day, 3 times a day.
Yeah.
You do all these outstanding things. The revenue's growing. You have a $100,000 in an hour month. Kind of where does the business shift to? Because I don't know. Is that sustainable or is...
No.
Okay. So
the product, what started was China started putting their products on Amazon for really half the price that I'm selling it for. So now, at first, you can only go to China to get this kind of inventory, this paper, this ink, these blanks. But now they're on Amazon. Like, if I'm charging $20, you can get mine for $8. So my product business, like, plummeted. Like, literally went down. So I'm at this point, like, okay, I got a $27 a month program. Like, what am I going to do? Because the money's not, like I said, it's not consistent at this point. So that's when I joined a high mentorship program. One of the first ones I joined was Lamar Tyler. I'm in 12 of them now. I'm really going to probably drop 10 by next year. But each program does something different. And when I joined this high-level program, that's when I learned about challenges, showing you how to keep people inside of your membership and how to even start up another membership based off this membership. And when I learned about challenges, that's when my business, like...
Okay, but how do we solve the problem, though, of pricing, like competing with Amazon?
To be honest, I still ain't solved that problem. So my inventory, like my warehouse team, probably works 2 times out the week, because we're not selling products like that every day. So my main focus now is just services, mm-hmm. the coaching side. I still offer it, but that's not my, I don't push it like that. If you buy it, you do. But I make so much money on the servicing side versus, oh, let me sell you products. Just by me coaching now, that's mm-hmm. where the bulk of our revenue comes from.
So are you teaching people to compete with Amazon? Because now you've got these students who are coming in who are, whose focus will be on selling products.
No.
They're not.
Their focus now is learning the skill and then teaching it, because they see that's what's working for me. But I don't tell them how to, I don't show them how to sell the inventory that I sell, because I be honest with them. Like, I let them know, like, Amazon got it for half the price. So you investing in China to get it over here. Now you got to separate a pick packet. Like, that's not where my money comes from. So I'm just very transparent. It was in 2020 when COVID, but that business slowed down on the product side, but it picked up on the coaching side.
Mm. So the challenges that you're doing now, what will people learn from you there?
So they basically learn the skills, so whatever their skill is, and then they learn how to turn that skill into a monthly membership. So, and that's what happened for me. When I learned how to craft, I got people into my $27 program, and they learned how to craft. But based on what the community wanted next, okay, we want to learn how to set up LLC, websites. We want to learn how to market. I'm not going to put all that in the $27 program.
Okay, so is this to start to learn whatever skill they're interested in?
Whatever skill.
Okay, so this isn't necessarily just focused on crafters.
No, it is, because that's my audience. But if you're listening, you say, well, I'm a podcaster. How can I turn my podcast business into a monthly membership? Anybody with a skill can do this.
I understand. So your journey of your come up started with you being a crafter.
Yes.
But also over that time, you've also learned and mastered how to build a massive community.
Yes.
And because the crafts portion of it has been impacted by Amazon, now you teach people who have a skill set, whatever that is,
right,
how to build community and leverage their community.
Yes. That's what I do.
I'll assure you.
Airdrop. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm not.
All right.
That's exactly what it is.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I'm a coach for a reason.
Wow. You got a program? Right. Wait, I don't need to join. No more mentors.
No more programs for you. Okay. I need you to make what you got going on work.
Right.
But yeah, no. So that's the messaging there. I wanted to be clear.
Right.
Because I was about to pull back a little, like, well, we can't be teaching people how to get back into crafts when we know that it's not necessarily. But what Cassandra is doing is taking people who have a skill set that want to leverage communities and membership communities to build them. I love that.
I like that.
Mm-hmm.
I need to change my bio.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure. Because it could read confusing. Like, you're teaching people. I'm like, is she saying that on my podcast? Is that what we doing? No. So I'm super glad that we got clear there.
Yeah.
Because you have a total network of about 500,000 people.
Yes.
And 100,000 of them are in the Facebook group.
Community, yeah.
Okay. They're in the Facebook community. What kind of communities do you encourage people to start?
I say start it around whatever skill you have. Mm-hmm. So for me, and I'm just going by what worked for me, I was making t-shirts. I started a community around other people that made t-shirts or wanted to make t-shirts.
Mm-hmm.
If you do podcasts, I would start a community around people that's, you know, in journalism, that does interviews, that, you know, does podcasting, that does speaking on stages, speaking period,
mm-hmm,
and getting them in a community.
Mm-hmm. Y'all, Cassandra's community has literally set her free.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then you've been able to help so much of that community find freedom in their own journey.
Yes.
With their customers, their communities. And here's the thing. If you have followers on social media that are regularly engaged with you, you're building a community anyway.
You are.
You're just not making money from it.
Mm.
Write that down. I know. Write that down.
Don't piss her off.
No, seriously. It's like people say things like, oh, I don't sell. I don't know how to sell. And I'm like, have you ever dated? When you went on a first date, did you talk about all the great things about yourself? And over time, did you display and demonstrate all these features and benefits that you come with? That's selling.
Have you
ever gone to a job interview and they ask you, hey, why would you be a great fit for this team? You start talking about all your experience and the problems that you've solved and why you're an asset to the previous company and how you can be an asset there. That's selling. It's just usually we are on the wrong side of the equation.
Mm.
And it's the same thing with the social media presence. You're already building community. You're just on the wrong side of the equation if your goal is to make money from it.
Right. And I tell people that, like, what is your why? Like, know what your goal is, because as crafters, they might be like, well, I don't want to hit 6 figures, 7 figures. I'm just fine with making custom items. Okay, so this message ain't for you. But if your goal is to say, hey, this is what I want to do, tell me how you got there. So everybody's goal isn't to make 7 figures and 6 figures. And like, they comfortable with wherever they are. So I don't try to push them like, no, do more. It's like, okay, wherever you at, I'll teach you at that level. But just know there's other levels.
Mm-hmm. I love this. Cassandra, I could go on and on and on and talking to you, but I don't want to dilute the message that we've put out here today. Your interview started so powerfully.
Yes.
Like, and I love it so much. You have journeyed through so many ups and downs, and you've had to solve so many problems. I have no doubt that you are qualified to help other people
solve their
problems.
Thank you.
Like, anybody who wants to build community really should connect with you.
Yeah.
Because, again, you are the poster child of what that means.
Yeah.
You needed to make money. You needed to get out of the situation. And regardless of whether it's crafts or beauty or whatever those fashion, whatever those things are, I don't want anyone to miss the fact that it was you putting people in a particular place and you focused only on those people.
Yes.
And they can do it too.
Yes.
You got that. You got that? Did you get, you got that one on video?
Sound bite. That's true though. Yeah. You just really made it more simple. Like, cause I, you know, you try to use like these big words, like, but you just broke it down. Like, no, you help people build communities. That's gonna, yeah, get them to the next level.
Get them to the next level by demonstration, because you did it.
Yeah.
I am so proud of you. You are a girl boss.
Thank you.
You are a boss, period.
Thank
and you,
you
are that girl. And after this, if y'all don't have anything on the calendar, I need y'all to go get something to eat. And do a toast. If you don't drink, make it lemonade.
Okay.
But I want you to celebrate yourself.
Yeah.
I really want, like, the emotion that you expressed here, it was built up because you needed to let it
go. Yeah.
Like, really, truly celebrate. Like, you know what? I did this, this, this. Like, write it out. I did that. If you can't brag to other people, you can brag to yourself.
That's right. I can.
You can brag to yourself. Watching this podcast episode right now are entrepreneurs who are interested in your journey. And they're interested because they need to see evidence of someone who has overcome something and still made it.
Yeah.
Knowing that, to close us out, what would you say to these entrepreneurs who are watching your episode right now?
I would say never take no for an answer.
Mm.
If somebody tell you no, go find that yes. And don't stop until you do.
That's it. Ooh, I think you just titled your episode, Zelle, Never Take No for an Answer.
Ooh.
That's it right there. I like it. All right, ma'am. It has been an extreme pleasure. I hope you've enjoyed being here as much as I've enjoyed having you.
This was good.
All those notes y'all took over there, though. I'm dead serious. Don't piss me off.
Don't piss her off.
As usual, Full Transparency family, in the comments, comment whatever stood out to you the most. Let us know what part of Cassandra's story resonated with you. And if you had an epiphany about the importance and value of building community, if you did, she is running a program where you can network with her, get with her, and she's dropping some gems on how to build the community. What website can they connect with you at?
PassionToProfitsChallenge.com.
Is that 2-T-O or the number 2?
The number 2.
Passion.
Yep.
Passion, the number 2, Profits.
What it is, challenge.com.
Challenge.com. And you'll also see it. You'll see her contact information, and wherever that goes, you can find her there. But the cash flow is in the community.
Yes.
All right.
Keisha, get that one too.
Okay. So ooh, I use good. That one. I use that
oh,
one.
Oh, you use that one. Okay,
but
okay.
But you can say it. Just say, I once heard Donnie Wiggins say, y'all be out of here. I'll see y'all next week. Bye.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.